This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. A local gun rights group is expanding their court battle over gun ordinances passed in the wake of the Uvalde and King Super shooting. Rocky Mountain Gun Owners has filed multiple lawsuits against Louisville, the city of Boulder, and Boulder County over recently passed gun ordinances. The regulations were passed earlier this summer. There's a new option for Colorado families learning to care for newborn babies. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Colorado's Medicaid program covers about 25,000 births a year, more than 40% of the state's total. A maternal telehealth company called SimpliFed is now offering virtual services on feeding babies. It's a benefit covered through the Affordable Care Act. The company helps families prepare for and navigate feeding concerns from pregnancy through weaning. Services are free and available in English and Spanish. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Colorado will publish more information about monkeypox cases online by expanding the data on its monkeypox dashboard. It will now organize data by county and demographics. Input from leaders, LGBTQ plus advocacy organizations, and local public health agencies prompted the state to prioritize data transparency and protect privacy. 94 cases of monkeypox have been reported so far this month. A flash flood watch is in effect for the Pine Gulch fire burn scar outside of Grand Junction. The alert runs through 10 o'clock tonight. Much of western Colorado will see increased chances for showers and thunderstorms over the next few days. That could also lead to flooding on other burn scars and steep terrain. This is CPR News in KRCC.